Court order Board of Works for October 23rd. We need approval of minutes for the October 10th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. First up is Fire Department.
Good afternoon, good evening. I don't know what it is right now, right?
Evening.
Like to report that year-to-date, we're right at 2,175 responses. Engine 2, which is our truck that's going to be replaced, is currently out of service. We are waiting to hear back from the repair company, Jerry's Automotive, on the fix for it. We have the reserve in service and have had it in service for about a week. But jumping down here, I'm very proud to announce that our new fire truck, we will be going for the final inspection on it on November 12th to the 14th. So we should, by speaking with the salesman, we should have that truck here in Vincennes by no later than the end of November.
Great.
So very, very proud of the build time on that. We went for the pre-con in May, and they have it ready for the final inspection already, so it's right at 6 months. To update you on the 2016 fiscal year FEMA grant, we have all of our mobile data terminals or computers, just like this one here, installed in all of our trucks. We have the CAD software installed. We all three shifts went through training on the CAD system. The mapping program will be installed on all computers this week. The wellness and fitness portion of the grant, three firefighters attended the peer fitness class a few weeks ago over in Cincinnati.
Mansfield, Ohio,
yeah. So we've got our peer fitness coordinators ready to go, and in the month of November and the early part of December will be the blood work and physicals for all firefighters. So we will have that completed, and that grant will be done. We'll have that. Also proud to announce that we received two non-matching grants, free money grants from Indiana Department of Homeland Security. One for our tactical medics, and one for swift water rescue training. One's in the order of $12,005, the other's $22,000 with no matching funds from the city. 2 weeks ago, I attended a three-day seminar over Fair Labor Standards Act and the law. I was gone from October the 9th to the 13th. The class was actually 10, 11, and 12. Went over this whole book here. There is a lot. It was put on by three attorneys who advised us that, you know, being attorneys, they cannot give us legal advice, but they will just tell us what case study and case law reads, reference FLSA in the fire service and other departments. Learned a lot there. Still trying to wrap my head around everything that I did learn there. And today, myself, along with these two firefighters and Captain Schatz, attended Indiana State Department of Health training on evidence collection of unknown chemical and biological materials. It was a very good class, very informative, and thankful that we could get that type of class here in our city. And hopefully we can have more of those. That's all I have right now. Thank you.
Next is City Inspector.
City Inspector Philip Cooper. From 9/24 to date, we've had 66 grass, junk, and debris and trash violations. And I want to say November the 2nd, we're having the public hearing on the blighted houses that we got on the list, and then after that's over with, we can start getting bids to have them removed.
Great.
Thanks. Thanks, Bill. Let's see, Danny, cemetery.
Danny Wilson, Cemetery Department. For the month of September, we had 15 services. In October so far, we've had 12. And year-to-date, we've had 155. Thank you.
Okay, we have no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is the CCMG bids. And I believe we have two. First one is, I think it's EMB.
Mm-hmm.
First one's EMB paving. And just real quick, we had 9 alternates when we first applied for the matching dollars to the state. They only gave us the amount for 5, right. So the bottom 4 alternates have been eliminated.
Okay, EMB paving, the total bid is $836,760.
This is from Milestone.
Okay, the bid for Milestone is a total of $854,000.
And I just need a motion to take those under advisement, where JP will go through them. And I can see they bid each alternate separately.
Did you say that was
$854,000? Correct.
So moved.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is 4-H enrollment banners. Mitch Wagner.
Good evening. My name is Mitch Wagner. I am with Purdue Extension, Cooperative Extension Service. I am the 4-H educator for Knox County. With 4-H enrollment season currently underway, we have in the past has hung 2 4-H enrollment banners across Hart Street and 2nd Street to promote 4-H enrollment and the deadline. We have already submitted our certificate of insurance to the office, and so we'd like to get approval to hang those banners from around December 29th through the 16th, January 16th.
So I'll make a motion to approve the hanging of 2 banners for 4-H enrollment on Hart Street from December 29th through January 16th and 2nd Street for the same dates.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Mitch.
You. Next up is warranty deed, 6th and Main parking lot. City Attorney, Ray Brawley.
Earn your money, dude.
NVIM is donating that parking lot to the 6th and Main of the City of New Orleans. We used to public parking, 40-year restriction on disposal.
We just need to make a motion to accept it.
Accept the donation, and then they're asking you to sign, Mayor, to ensure that you know you have to enforce parking for 40 years.
Okay. So I make a motion to accept the warranty deed from InVin to the City of Vincennes.
I will second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next is street concerns. Monty Cooper.
Yes, yeah, please. Yeah, if you could identify yourself and your address.
Monty Cooper, 1242 Upper 11th. I am a college student. I know I don't look 19, but I am. No, actually, I'm 67. And decided to go back to VU. And in the process, I noticed a couple of things that were kind of inconvenient for students. One is Chestnut and St. Clair. It's a 3-way stop, and it really doesn't need to be a 3-way stop anymore, because if you're coming down St. Clair Street and if you don't stop, you run into the PE complex.
Sure.
So, I mean, like, there's 2 stop signs that can be removed.
It's kind of silly stuff.
The other one is that 2
parking lots. There's one over by what you call the Humanities Building. There's a parking lot on Second Street that runs between the Humanities Building and the railroad track. Well, part of that block is a one-way street. Well, if you have a green sticker, you can park in that parking lot if there is a green spot available. If there's a blue one, you get a $25 ticket. So if you don't find a parking spot, you have to go out on the First Street, over the railroad tracks, down between, like, I don't know the name of the street, between the Piggy Bank Pawn Shop and the Beauty Shop. You got buildings sitting on both sides of you. You got to make a left-hand turn and go back over the railroad tracks to go to the parking lot on the other side. So I'm sitting there thinking, well, you got two stop signs over here you don't need. Turn that back into a two-way street. Make that a four-way stop so you can go back and forth both from one parking lot to the other. Now, most people wouldn't like a four-way stop there, and I realize that, but it's just something that crossed my mind, because as a student, if you pull in that one parking lot and there's a train there, you have to try to go down where the Harrison Mansion is, hope you can find a parking spot, or park on the street, and if the street's full, especially in the morning, now it's not as bad in the afternoon, but if that's full and the train's still sitting on First Street, then you have to come all the way back around, go around the water tower, up to the street that they divided, and come back around to try to get to that parking lot. And if you're running late, you're in real trouble. And plus, I bike ride at 6:30 in the morning, and I've seen trains sitting on First Street, and everybody goes the wrong way anyway, over to Second Street and over to me. I'm riding a bike. I use the sidewalk. And my other concern, and then is out in front of the newspaper and the, what do you call it, the tree board, planted trees, and they planted a nice little pretty bush there. Well, I now have some scratches on my vehicle because of that bush, and it's not the paper's fault. It's just somebody needs to trim
it. I'm not going to throw them under the bus.
I'm not throwing Peggy under the bus. It's not her fault, but it could stand to be trimmed. And my other concern is, as a cyclist, out where the Executive Inn used to be, and you get on Second Street and you turn like you're going to go up Hillcrest Hill, if that's what it's called, there is a big drain like this, which curves around with a valley all the way around it. Now, I'm used to that thing, but if you have somebody kind of get real close to you and you hit that thing, you're going down. And I just think it could stand to be redone somehow, where it would be not just safer for cyclists, but it would do a heck of a number on your car if you hit it. Okay. And that's basically it for me.
Okay. So I'll make the motion that we refer the color diagrams provided by Mr. Cooper and his remarks to the city engineer for his further investigation.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Bring that to our
attention. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So, Mr. Mayor, I believe we have an additional item here, pavilion rental for Ty Waldrop wedding of Saturday, April 28th. I will not throw
Thanks,
you
Paula.
Under the bus. So tell us what's going on next year.
April 28th wedding, if we can use the pavilion.
Okay.
Rent it.
It's currently available, and you have insurance that is coming to the office, and also a contract. So, and you've
contract,
got the contract.
The insurance, I didn't think you needed for. Okay.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll make the motion to approve pending the receipt of insurance, that kind of thing. But we don't have to provide that today.
Probably.
So, okay.
Is this for you?
Yes, sir. You're more than welcome.
He could even marry you if you wanted to.
I might need somebody, so I'll keep that in mind. Are you available?
We'll check your calendar.
On the contract, I did not fill out a time because, I mean, we'd like to have it as early as possible.
The thing about Saturdays, that's before Farmers Market. Thank you. Okay, because that's in May. Okay.
Like 6 a.m. or?
Well, I'm assuming Susie's going to want it cleaned out. So if we could get in there even Friday night to hose it out, that would be great. But I mean, okay. I don't, that's up to you guys.
Okay.
So.
We can, yeah, we can make it the day of. I mean, all day, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll make a motion to approve the renting of the pavilion for the Ty Waldrop wedding on Saturday, April 28th, with the understanding the facility will be available throughout the day, pending receipt of insurance.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Mayor, on this line, something I'd also mention that our Vincennes, France students hopefully have arrived in the community. They were supposed to have come in this afternoon. Ordinarily, we would make them honorary citizens this evening at the City Council meeting, but because of their late arrival, they're not going to be able to be here on time. So we do have certificates, and we are going, you and I, and anybody else that's welcome to attend, will attend their farewell dinner at Reveille on November 1st and make them honorary citizens. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that.
Okay, I've got two things. One is I want to mention large item drop-off is October 28th and November the 4th from 8 to 11:30 at Republic. And that is for Vincennes residents only. We will have individuals out there checking IDs, so if you have large items you need to get rid of, you can drop them off for free.
And what's the time frame again?
8 to 11:30.
8 to 11:30.
Saturday the 28th and Saturday, November the 4th. And then there was also something about the stage for the quarter.
Okay. Yes. Well, I think actually was it the stage or was it the parking area behind there, Paula? Yeah, so let me just,
I'll go to the podium. I'm on that committee, so. Let's call it, what committee aren't you on?
You want to come up and hit me? I'm on the quarter committee, so
I'll take my council hat off. So, gentlemen, as you know, the national quarter for George Rogers Clark will be here in November on a Tuesday, right? The 14th, and we'll need several items for the use of the pavilion, which has already previously been requested, but we need the use of the city stage, and then we've also asked that the area behind the pavilion be reserved for bus parking, because we'll have a number of student groups that will be coming. You don't think we need?
We'll work with Children and Family Services.
No, the one behind, like directly behind the, that's next to Bartholomew. It's that gravel lot.
That's not city, that's Robinson. We'll have to work with them.
Okay. So we'll work with them to
right.
secure blocking yeah. that. So, okay. Because we couldn't think of any place else where the buses could really park conveniently. So that's our request.
I'll make a motion to approve as presented.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
14th.
Okay, that's all I've got. Just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.